Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Oh, 17 until the hour. I'm sorry. 17. 43 after. That's what the 3 means. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Well, sometimes it's a challenge. It's not always a challenge. I'm glad you're here. But I do laugh at myself. And, you know, I always say, if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to miss some of the best laughs of your life. Because there are people around you, you have to laugh with them, because otherwise they'll be you'll let them laugh by themselves, because they will be laughing at you. I'm glad you're here. Eva Rosenberg's here. She's a great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. TaxMama.com is her website. My websites are SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, and my new one for the book is AgeOfTheCustomer.com. Eva, we're talking about this payroll amnesty.
Yes.
This employee, is it pay? Should I call it employee classification amnesty more than payroll amnesty?
You can call it either. Basically, what it boils down to is employers who haven't been treating their workers as employees, but have been issuing 1099s. They had to have been issuing 1099s
but
all along.
Does that also mean that they haven't been withholding for them?
That means they have not been withholding.
So if they issue 1099s. And have not been withholding, then that's a classification issue.
Mm-hmm.
If they've not been paying their matching taxes and have been withholding but not paying the matching taxes and not filing that, then that's a whole other thing. That's something that the government considers to be illegal.
They consider it theft. They go after that with a vengeance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there is no relief from that. Even if you get rid of the corporation or whatever,
they
will
the
go
tax,
after
you
those
You pay the penalty,
people.
You pay the interest, and hopefully you don't pay any time. So, okay, what about this amnesty program?
Okay, here's the deal. If you come forward and you apply for this amnesty program, before you start getting audited by the IRS, once the IRS or a state or government agency audits you on your payroll issues, it's too late.
Yeah.
If you step forward,
you got to come in out of the shadows. You're on your own.
That's right. So if you step forward,
do it now. Get it done.
You will be able to get away with only paying about 10% of last year's payroll tax liability that you would have owed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you how significant this is. You won't pay any penalties. You won't pay any interest.
Wow.
You won't pay anything.
A lot of times, interest and penalty becomes as much as the amount of taxes you owe.
Or more. So I did a calculation that, assuming a fairly large unreported payroll of, say, $625,000, okay, under the amnesty, you would pay the IRS $6,600. Without the amnesty, if the IRS only looks back for 3 years, it would cost that same employer almost $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and if the IRS decides to look back 6 years, which they can, in fact, they could go back to the beginning of the business because they've never filed the return.
Mm-hmm.
So if they only go back 6 years, it would cost over $600,000.
Wow.
So this is a really, really interesting
This is a heck
program.
Of a deal, this amnesty thing. And this is only for people who've been misclassifying their employees as 1099 contract workers when they really were W-2 employees.
But they had to have been issuing 1099s.
Right.
Okay, they have to be issuing 1099s. If you apply now, it will take 90 days for the amnesty to become effective. IRS will promise not to audit any of those back years, but you have to stay in compliance and keep the right people on payroll for at least the next 3 years. They changed it from six, but at least the next 3 years.
You're on probation for 3 years.
That's it.
You're on a short leash for 3 years.
It's a really good deal. And because it's voluntary, they don't turn the information over to the state.
Ah.
So in an audit where IRS goes back for 3 or 6 years, they will then send that information
right.
to the state.
Right.
The state will assess you.
And your state, you have your own deal things to deal with on the state. So is this automatic? If I turn myself in, is this automatic? Do I get can I count on this? Is there some judgment that somebody's out there could say, well, is it like an extension where it's automatic?
If you meet every single qualification, because
right.
there are about 4 or 5 qualifications, it's
right.
pretty much automatic. And because they want people to do this voluntarily and not have to chase them, the IRS gets a couple of benefits.
Right.
One, you pay up. Two, they don't have to chase after you to collect and
right.
audit you. They save that. Three, you're in compliance for the
you
next
start
several
paying.
Years.
Yeah.
Exactly. They don't have to cover your half of the Social Security with the Social Security
mm-hmm.
Administration. So the IRS has so many advantages to them that they have made this a permanent program.
And how do people find out about this?
You know, if they go to taxmama.com, they can find more details. I've even recorded a video on how this program works.
Wow. All right, folks.
So it's over there.
Taxmama.com. Well, I told you what a great resource Eva is for folks. So this is an amnesty program, folks. You heard the numbers, and you know you're out there. I know you are too. I know what you've been doing, and I know why. You didn't do it because you were a meanie. You didn't do it because you were trying to be bad or you're trying to be an anarchist or anything like that. You just got into a bind, and it happens to a lot of people. So go take advantage of this amnesty program. Let Eva help you. Go to taxmama.com and look up the amnesty article in the video. And if you can't find it there, let me know and I'll help you. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.